Today's Shir's Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud Ula. Our Gemara continues to discuss the subject that we discussed in our previous Shir, and that is the issue of avoided that was done on Yom Kippur, not in the proper order. So Amud Ula comments, Sor Shesach the Kotin Matan Dama Shalpar. We know that the proper order, the way the kabbana is supposed to be brought on Yom Kippur, is that they're supposed to shech the par of the kohen gadol, and after they shech the par of the kohen gadol, they do the avoid of the ktiris, and then they spritz the dam of the par towards the kapyrus on top of the oren, and then they shech the soyer. That is the proper order how the carbon should be brought. And therefore, says the Gemara, Uma Ula, Sar Shesach the Koidim Matan Dama Shalpar, if you shechted the Sar before they put the blood of the par of the Kohen Gadol on the Kapyrus, since you went in the wrong order, and as we've been learning, if you do the Avoid in the wrong order, it is disqualified. So as the Mefarshim, as Kivega points out, this Gemara is not only following the opinion of Rav Nechemya, who we discussed extensively in our previous year, holds that any avoida that's done in the Big Day Lovin has to be done in the proper order. And if it wasn't done in the proper order, Rav Nechemya taught us that the avoida is disqualified. But even according to Rav Yehuda, that the only time that the order is essential is if it's an avoided that's done when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Lovin, and it's avoided that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, since the Shechita of the Sar is L'Tzorich Pnim, it's for an avoided that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it is not actually done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shechita of the Sar is done in the Azara, we learned in our previous year that everything that's done the tzayrich pnim, anything that's done for inside the Beis HaMikdash, kipnim dami has a din like it's a voida in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, the Siach Yitzchak comes to teach us that that's exactly the chiddush of what Ula is coming to teach us. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that isn't so strict about the Seder HaVoida, he will agree to this din, Another pshat that I saw that Achroinim suggest, and what is the Chiddush of Ula? Since many times, as when we learned the halachas of Kachim, we discussed that the avoid of Shechita is not always considered such a significant avoida. That's why we know the halacha is that Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. And therefore, maybe we'll think that in a situation where the avoida, we're speaking about a Shechita, we ought not to be so strict. Teaches us Ula that even by Shechita, the halacha is very strict. Ask the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Higdim Damasor L'damapar, if they spritz the Damasor before they spritz the Damapar. So we learned in the Mishnah, Yachs V'yazim Damasor Achad Damapar. In order to make it right, we have to do the Damapar and then do the Damasir over. But ask the Gemara, Im Isa, if what Ula just taught us is correct, ask the Gemara, Yachsa v'yishchot b'boile. It's not just that we have to spritz the damasor again, we would also have to shecht a new damasor because we did it in the wrong order. Answers the Gemara, Targum Ula, Ula will explain that the Mishnah is referring to a situation, b'matana shebehechel. It's referring to that they already did the par properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they already did the soyer properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since they did the par and the sor properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the sor was shochten, the sor was slaughtered at the proper time. What happened now is, as we learned, after they finished doing the hazos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now they have to do the hazos in the hechel, towards the proiches. And that's what our Mishnah is referring to, that they did the wrong order, that they did the sawyer before the par, and that's why the Mishnah says, since you did the saw before the par, you have to do the saw all over again. The Kain Amar Rav Ephes, and so too did Rav Ephes explain that our Mishnah is referring to the Heichel, where things were done in the Heichel. But indeed, if this would have been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where they did the saw before the par, not only would you have to bring a new saw, but you would actually have to shecht a new saw altogether. So many Mefarshim explain that this is going only according to Rav Nechemya. And this teretz is only going according to Rav Nechemya, because according to Rav Nechemya, this is not an avodah that's taking place. We're talking about the Kodesh. We're talking about this Hazar Stam on the Proiches. So an avodah big day loving, b'chutz, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And as we discussed and learned extensively in our previous year, that is the subject of a machloikis of Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemya, where Rav Nechemya says that anything done in the big day loving anywhere has to be done in the proper order. But according to Rav Yehuda, even if it's done in a big day loving, but since it's not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the order is not essential. So the Pashup Pshat, and so says the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos, that this din that we just learned is going according to Rav Nechemya. But I saw that the Lechem Mishnah says that it could also be going even according to the opinion of Yehuda. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not me'akiv, doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you don't have to do it in the proper order. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you can do it in the proper order, you should do it in the proper order, and therefore this could be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos teaches us the halacha of Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav, that if somebody entered the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tamei, or somebody ate kotchim when he was Tamei, there are different situations for different kaparas. If somebody knew he was Tamei, forgot that he was Tamei, and therefore entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate kotchim, and afterwards he reminded himself that when he had entered the Beis Hamikdash or when he ate the kotchim he was Tamei, he is obligated to bring a carbon oil of a yored. Carbon oil of a yored means we look at the financial status of this individual. If he could afford it, he brings a carbon from a carbon chatos. If he can't, he brings two birds. And if he can't even afford that, he brings an aseris ha'efah for carbon mincha. In a situation that he knew he was tamei, forgot, entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate kotchim, and still is not aware that this happened, the seer that's brought inside the Sar Pnimi, the Sar Lashem, that's brought on Yom Kippur, together with Yom Kippur, bring him a temporary kapara until he becomes aware that he did the Aveira. And when he becomes aware of the Aveira, he'll bring a carbon oil of a yared. This is the kapara for Yisraelim. The Kohanim, if a Kohen was in such a status, for him, the power of the Kohen Gadol would affect the exact same as the Sar Lashem for Yisraelim. The next situation is if a person wasn't aware at all that he was Tamei, and he entered the Beis Hamikdash in such a status, or he ate Kotchim, and then he became aware of the Tuma, for that, the Sar Lazazel, together with Yom Kippur, is Mechaper. And it's very important to point out that this, and the Ritva emphasizes this. This is very unique. This is a very unique aspect to Hilchus Tumah and the Aveira of Tumah versus all other Averis. All other Averis, if somebody did an Aveira and he never was aware what he was doing was wrong, did it b'shogeg, and then afterwards became aware that he did what he was wrong. Somebody wasn't aware of Hilchus Shabbos, and he did an Aveira, he was Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, and then he becomes aware of what he did that was wrong. The halacha is he has to bring a carbon chatos. Tamei, that we're speaking If somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim when he's tamei, he has to bring carbon oil of a yorid. That's only in a situation where he was aware that he was tamei and forgot and wasn't aware when he did the Aveira. But if he didn't know at all that he was tamei, he is not a candidate for carbon oil of a yorid. And for him, the sar lazozel is what is mechapa for him. If a person not only did not know he was tamei, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei, or ate kachim when he was tamei, so he did not have and he didn't know before, and he didn't know after, the seirim that we bring on the Yom Tovim, the seirim regalim, and the seirim that we bring, the Korban Musaf that we bring on Rosh Chodesh, that is what's mechaper for him. So this we just identified are different kaparis for different situations. So begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa, the pasuk that speaks regarding the Avodah Yom Kippur, says, V'chipes ha-migdash, es migdash ha-kodesh, ves oil moed, ves as mizbeach chaper, v'akohanim, v'kola am yichaper. So the Gemara begins to explain this Braisa. V'chipes ha-migdash ha-kodesh, zel lefnay lefnim. It's referring to a situation if a person knew he was tamei and forgot and entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and doesn't know at this point yet what he did, that the Sor Lashem is what helps him until he'll become aware of what he did and bring a carbon oila v'yoyrit. Oil moed ze heichel. That refers to if such a situation happened, not that he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim with not remembering that he was Tamei, it's he entered the Heichel. Mizbeach k'mashmo, that it happened while the person was by the Mizbeach. Yechaper, it's talking about El Azorus, if it happened in the Azorus. The reason the Gemara uses the word Azorus Loshon Rabim is because when we speak about the Azorah, there are many different parts to the Azorah. There's the Ezrus Yisrael, the Ezrus Kohanim, the area Ben Ulam L'Mizbeach. And since they are different places in the Azorah, that's why the Gemara uses, when the Gemara says the word Azorus, it speaks B'Loshon Rabbim. There's a difference, furthermore, Rashi explains, where somebody was Tamei, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei. So there, as soon as he enters, even if he left immediately, the halacha is he violated an aveira. But if somebody was not tamei and he was by the mizbeach and he became tamei, there the issur is only if he only remained there for a certain amount of time. But if he didn't stay there, if he left immediately, then the amount of time is kadesh tachavoya, the amount of time it takes to bow down. But if he left immediately, then the halach is that he would not be considered having been violated this aveira. Continues the Braisa. The pasuk says, ha kohanim, and we learn from the kohanim kamashmon, that this is a kapara for kohanim. Am hakol elu yisraelim, yechaper elu levim, refers to the levim. Because as the Gvurasa re-explains, when the Torah says the word am, the levim are not called an am. And therefore, we can't include the Levim with the word Am. So we use the word Yechaper to teach us that this Kapara works for the Levim. And says the Braisa, Kush v'kol ha-Levim v'kaparachas. All members of Klal Yisrael are treated the same way. So Rashi points out, when the Braisa here is saying that all of these individuals are treated equally, that's talking about the Sar la'Azazel. Because when we talk about the kapara that's affected by the Sar Lashem, as we said in our introductory remarks, the Sar Lashem that we have Azor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Praichus work for Yisraelim. The Par works for the Kohanim. So when the Raisa just said that everybody has the same kapara, that it's talking about the Sar Lazozel. The Sar Lazozel, which affects Kapara for somebody who didn't know that he was Tamei, that individual, that Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim are treated the same. But for the other situation, where the person knew he was Tomei and then forgot and hasn't become aware yet of what he's done, the par is what's going to work for the Kohanim, and the Sor LaHashem is what's going to work for the Yisraelim and the Levim. Regarding the other Averis, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem Shadar Dam Hasor Anas Befnim, Bechapa Yisor Betumas Midrash Kedoshov, just like we said that Dam Hasor Lashem works for the Yisraelim, Kach Dam Apar Mechapa Al Kahanim Betumas Midrash Kedoshim, the par that the Kohen God brings works for the Kohanim, Ukshem Shavid Yisor Mishtalech Mechapa Al Yisor B'Shem Averis, Kach Vidui Shapar Mechapa Al Kahanim B'Shar Averis. So he says that the other Averis that Klai Yisrael Chas V'Shalom did, that we have the Sor La'Azazel affecting a Kapara, that's only for Yisraelim. To Kahanim have their Kapara through the Vidui that Kohen Gadol said on the par that he brought. The Torah continues the Braisa. The Mishnah that we learned extensively discussed what happened if some of the blood spilled out. What do we have to do after that blood spilled out in terms of continuing the avodah? And the Braisa that we're about to learn elaborates on that din. So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanim, the Braisa says, V'chil mechaper es ha-koydush ves oil moyed ves ha-mizbeach, V'chil mechaper es ha-koydush zeh lefnai lefnim. That's referring to the Hazor Sadam and the Kodesh HaKodshim. Oil moyed zeh hechel. That's the Hazor Sadam in the Kodesh. On the towards the proiches, mizbeach k'mashmo. As we learned, the Kohen Gadol puts the dam of the power and the dam of the sor on the four corners of the mizbeach apnimi, and also on the top of the mizbeach apnimi. Melamed shakulan kapara kapara b'fnei atzmai. Each one of these kaparas is a separate kapara. Mikan amru says the Gemara, because we just learned this halacha, noson mixes matonish b'fnim. And the Kohen Gadol started putting some of the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'nishbech adam, and then before he could finish, the dam spilled out. Yavi dam acher, you bring another dam. V'yascha b'tchila b'matonish b'fnim. You have to begin all the way at the beginning. And as we quoted when we learned the Mishnah yesterday, when it says we have to begin at the beginning, there's a machloikas rishonim. What does that mean? That means if the dam has soil spilled out, got spilled while we were doing the Azor V'Dam Asor. So certainly everybody, according to this opinion, would agree that we have to begin the Hazors of the Sawyer all over again. The question is, do we have to also begin the Azor of the Par? Are the Par and the Sawyer considered one set? And since they're considered one set, you have to start from the Par all over again? Or are they considered two separate sets, and although you're going to have to start from the Sar all over, that won't affect that you have to start from the Par all over again. We only begin from where the blood spilled out. Continues the Braisa, if the matanas that you did in the Kodesh HaKodeshim were done properly, and then Nishbech Adam, and the blood spilled out, Yavi Dam Acher, you have to bring another carbon. That means even though you finish the Kodesh HaKodeshim, if you properly finish the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you don't have to go back and the blood spilled. Everybody agrees you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But now the question is, do you go back to the beginning of the Hechel or the middle of the Hechel? And that's what the Gemara says. Nasa mixes matanish behechel. You put on some of the dam towards the proiches. Finish bechadam, and then the blood spilled out. Yovidamach v'yascha betchila behechel. You have to begin from the beginning. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, ena maschel al makish pasak. You only begin from where you left off. Gam matanish behechel. If you had successfully done the avoida in the hechel and nishbech adam, and then the dam spills out. Yavi damacha, you have to bring another dam. V'yascha b'tchila b'matanas ha-mizbeach, you have to begin again from the beginning on the mizbeach. Nosan mixes matanas ha-mizbeach. You started putting the dam on the mizbeach. The nishbech adam, and then some of the dam, and then the blood all spilled out. You have no dam left. Yavi damacher, You have to bring new blood. You have to begin all over with that dam for the Mizbeach. If, even though you had already started doing some of the dam on the Mizbeach. You don't have to do over what you've done already. You begin where you left off. If you did everything on the Mizbeach properly, and then the dam spills out, everybody agrees that even though you're still supposed to do Shvichas Adam, you're supposed to do Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach, on the Yisoid, on the base of the Mizbeach Achitzin, the halacha is that for Shvichas Shirayim, you don't have to redo it. But the question is that yesterday, in our previous year, on the Samachom base, the Gemara says that the Gemara quoted the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Nun Beis on the base, that says the Shirayim Ma'akvi. They're according to Nehemiah, you do have to have Shirayim. So how does the Gemara say you don't have to do it over for the Shirayim? So Rashi explains in Masechta Zvachim that the definition of Shvicha Shirayim is only in a situation where they're called Shirayim, that I used the blood for what it was supposed to be used, and then I have leftover blood, and that's called Shvicha Shirayim. But if here, as we just learned in the Gemara, everything was done properly, then going to shecht new animals just for the sake of pouring that blood on the Yisoid HaMizbeach would be a meaningless act, because Shvicha Shirayim is not considered. It's not considered an act of Shvicha Shirayim unless it's Shirayim. If it's not Shirayim, by definition, you can't have Shvicha Shirayim. And therefore, Rashi says, there is no point at this, there's no reason, and there's no value at this point to shecht another animal to accomplish Shvicha Shirayim. Om Rabbi Yochanan. So here we've had a very fundamental machloikus. The Gemara actually quoted the machloikus three times. If blood spilled out while you were in the middle of a voida, where do you pick up when you after you shecht a new animal? Do you pick up from the beginning, or do you pick up where you left off? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shnei mikra echadarshu. They both actually come to their piskei halacha through the same pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chipa aron al karnoisov achas b'shana, b'dam chatas hakipurim, achas b'shana, yichap olav l'dere seichem. Ramei yisover, chatas achas amarati lechem. I said to do one chatas, v'loi m'shtei chatas. You have to do the entire set from one animal. And therefore, if in the middle of your avoida, the blood spilled out, and you're going to have to bring a new behemoth, you'll use that new behemoth blood for the completion, but not from the beginning, that means you will have done that avoida from two different animals. And according to Ramei, the Torah is specific that you could do the avoida only from one animal, not from two animals. Whereas, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Savri, Echor Amarti Lecha, the Torah says that whatever I want you to do azor, I want you to do azor to that spot only once, not twice. And if we're going to start from the beginning, it's going to turn out that we're going to do in certain spots hazor more than once. And that, says Reb Lazar of Shimon, is unacceptable. It's interesting how the Shas Chuvas Chelkus Yaakov, Eir Chaim Simon Reish Hei, quoting the Masham, uses our Gemara to discuss an interesting question. Question is, we know that the Torah says the chotishir is osur. That when the Torah says that we're not supposed to eat something, so of course, if the Torah says by macholos asuris, that we're not allowed to eat macholos asuris. So the shir is always a kazayis. But we also learn often in Shas, it's actually a sugya that we're going to learn later in our Masechta, Daf Ayin Gimel. The chatzishir is also in the Torah. That even if you ate even less than a kazayis, although you will not get an oinish, the oinish that the Torah prescribes for averus will not be given in a situation where the person is ate a chatzishir of machalos asuris. But chatzishir is also in the Torah. The question, however, is discussed. What about when it comes to a mitzvah? When you need to do a mitzvah, for example, on Pesach, we have to add a kazayis matzah. So let's say there's an individual who, Rachman Tzlan, is unable to eat a whole kezayis matzah. Or it's a situation where the person doesn't have a kezayis matzah. Is there a point to say that chotzi shir has a value? If you can't eat a kezayis for whatever this reason is, so eat what you can, or there's no point. A mitzvah is not fulfilled with a chotzi shir. And the nafkamina will be, besides the obvious nafkamina, should you eat at least as much as you have, or there's no point in eating if it's not a shir? And the other nafkamina is, if you're going to have two individuals, neither has more than a chatzi shir. So we try to come up with a way that at least one of them should eat a whole shir, so we shouldn't have a situation where neither of them did a mitzvah, or should we at least have each one of them eat a chatzi shir? Neither of them is going to fulfill the mitzvah completely, but at least they will have done a mitzvah, whereas if one's going to eat the shir and the other one's going to eat nothing, then that second person who ate nothing has no mitzvah at all. So the Chelkis Yaakov wants to say that question really is connected to the issue we just learned in our Gemara. Our Gemara discussed where somebody began doing the hazos, and then in the middle of doing the hazos, the blood spilled out. What do you do? So you have to go shecht the new animal. And now the question is, where do you pick up? Do you pick up from where you left off, or do you go back to the beginning? So he says that that's the question. If we say that even if you just did a partial mitzvah, you have fulfilled the mitzvah, so therefore there's no reason to have to do over what you have done already. And you could start where you left off. If, however, we say that a partial mitzvah, that the halacha does not really give value to a partial mitzvah, so in a situation where the person began, when a person did part of the azor, and then as we've been discussing, the blood spilled out, so what you've done was only a partial mitzvah. And a partial mitzvah, the opinion of Rameyah, has no value as a mitzvah. If a partial mitzvah has no value as a mitzvah, then you have to start from the beginning. So he wants to suggest that this question, if part of a mitzvah has value or not, is actually the machlokes of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. A mitzayra, as he, Baruch Hashem, the Kohen, identifies that he's no longer mitzayra. The procedure is that they shave his hair, they shave him, and they have to bring in Eitz Erez v'Ezov Shnei Talas, Eitz Erez v'Ezov Shnei Talas, v'Shnei Tzapayrim. And they shave all his hair, and he goes to the mikveh. Then he goes to Yerushalayim. He's there for 7 days. On the seventh day, again, he has to undergo Giluach. On the eighth day, again, he has to go to the mikveh, and he has to bring his kabbonis. The kabbonis of a mitzayra are a kabbonchatas, an osham, and a loig echad shel shemen. After they shech the kabbon osham, and they do zurikas dam of that kabbon osham on the mizbeach, the kohen comes to the mitzayra, and he puts from that blood on his right ear, on his right thumb, and his right toe. Then the kohen takes that loig shemen and he pours it into the left hand of a different kohen. And the first kohen dips his finger into that oil, his right index finger in the oil, and he spritzes 7 times facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he takes from that oil and he puts from that oil on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe of the Mitzayra, the same place where he had put the Dama Oshim. And the rest of the oil he puts on, he smears on the head of the Mitzayra, and if there's any oil left over, it's given out to the Kohanim. Begins the Gemara, Tanya Amar Rebbe, Li Chilek Rav Yaakov Eloigin, I got a shear of the loig of the Mitzayra. So what he's saying is, Rav Yaakov is coming to Li Chilek, he differentiated between the halacha of the Azos, Dam, and Par and Tzor of Yom Kippurim, between, and the Matanas Shemen of the Mitzayra. That even though we just have been learning a very big machloikus, as we just discussed, the machloikus between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir regarding Yom Kippur. And we discussed that if the blood spilled out in the middle, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we pick up where we left off. They will agree when it comes to the Metzora that if the oil spilled out in the middle of the Kayin doing the procedure we just described with the Metzora, we have to go back to the beginning. Says the Gemara, V'loi, ask the Gemara, is that true? Is it true that Rabbi Elazar and Shimon agree that by Metzora we go back to the beginning? V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Nasim Miktas Matana Shebefnim. If they put some of the oil on the Metzora, V'nishbech Haloig, and then the oil spilled out, Yovi like Achav Yaskim B'tchil B'Metana Shebehechel. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon Oimrim, Mamakon Shepasuk, Humaschel. You pick up where you started. Gomer Matanash Behechel. If you finish what you have to do in the Beis Hamikdash, finish Bechaloik, and then it spills out, there, everybody agrees, Yovel Loig Acha, Vyaschel Betchil, Matanash Behainus, you start from the beginning with the toes. But you don't have to go back to the Hechel. Nosem Mixas Matanash Behainus, if you put some of the oil on the different places on the body of the Metzora, v'nishbech haloig, and then the oil spills out, yovi lo'gachav yaskav b'tchila, bring new oil and start from the beginning. But matanash b'mahinus, from the beginning of the procedure on the body of the Metzora. Rabbi Elazar, Shimon Oimrim, b'makom shepasak humaschil. You start from where you left off. Gomer matanash b'mahinus, if you finish doing it on the body of the Metzora, v'nishbech haloig, and you do like spilled out, and now we're not going to have any oil available to put on the head of the Metzora. Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees that you don't have to bring new oil just to put on the head of the Metzora. Because everybody agrees, Sumatanas Haroish Lai Makvis, that if you don't have any oil put on the head of the Metzora, it doesn't make a difference. He could go through his Tara procedure. But what we see from here, that even by the Metzora, we have the exact same machloikus between the Tanakam, Rav Lozner, Rav Shimon, as we had by Yom Kippur. So what is Rav Yaakov saying, that there is no difference? And it says, Gemara, Emma Li Shoner Rav Yaakov, just the opposite. Rav Yaakov taught me that the same machloikus that we had on Yom Kippur, the same halacha we have, Beloigin, the Tanakama holds, we always have to go back to the beginning, and Rav Lozner, Rav Shimon hold that we go back to where we go back to where we left off. Says the Gemara, we just learned that Amamar, everybody agrees that the Matanas HaRosh, the oil that's put on the head in the Metzora, Eim Akvis, is not essential. Ask them in my Tama, what's the reason? Eilem Mishum Deksiv, because the Torah, when it speaks about the oil that's put on the head in the Metzora, the Torah says, V'anoisim and Hashemin, Ashal Kaf Aaron Yitan Rosh HaMetayr. So since the Torah says, V'anoisir, it's only what's left over, so that's why it's not that critical. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, Elamiato, the Torah says that when we bring a Karban Mincha, as we described, a Kaimitz is removed from the Karban Mincha, and that's the part that's going to be put on the Mizbeach. The rest of the Karban Mincha is called Shirayim, which is the part that after that Kaimitz is burnt, the Kohanim get to eat. The Torah calls that leftover Neseres. The Torah says, so are you going to suggest, says the Gemara, that if the Shrayim aren't there, that doesn't make a difference? We know, we've discussed this earlier, the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Tesam and Aleph, teaches us, Shiori Mincha, Shechasru Ben Kemitza Lak Torah, even if a drop of the Karban Mincha, of the Shrayim, is not here, so you see, the fact that the Torah calls something Niseres, the fact that the Torah identifies something as Shirayim, doesn't make it unimportant. Answers the Gemara, yes, Shirayim are important, as we see by the Karban Mincha. But Shani Hasam, when we speak about the matanus of the, we speak about the oil that's put on the head of the Metzora, the Ksiv, the Torah says, Umiyasa Hashem Nashal Kapoy, Yitin Akoy Al Tnuch Oizen. And so the Torah called it Yesa once. And then there's the other pasuk that we read. So the Torah calls this oil twice nicer. Something that's only called Shirayim once is significant. And that's what we learned by the Karban Mincha. But something that the Torah calls Shirayim two times is not that significant, and that's why it's not Ma'akif. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and this next Gemara also is connected to the Machloikis that we've been learning. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Metzairah Sheshach Teshloi Lishma. As we learned, the Metzairah has to bring a Karban Asham, and a Karban Asham was brought Shloi Lishma. The first Mishnah Masech Tzvachim teaches us, Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu Shloi Lishma, any Karban that was brought Shloi Lishma Ksherim, the Karban is Kosher, and Shloi Olu Labalim Lashem Chayva. He doesn't get credit. So what's going to be if a Karban Asher Mitzayah was brought Shaloi Lishma, what's going to be the halacha with that? What's going to be the halacha? Barna Machloikis or Meir Rav Elazar Shimon, says the Gemara, the same Machloikis that we've been learning till now, we're going to have between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar Shimon will be applicable here. Rav Meir Amar Yavi Acher, that Rav Meir who's been saying that if the blood or the oil spill, Yavi Achav Yischa B'tchila, we start from the beginning. Hachinami. So that's what would be done here as well. Yavi Achav, we would bring another animal for Karban Asham V'yishchat, and we start from the beginning. Because the Shechita that was done, according to Rameyer, is a meaningless Shechita. And since it's a meaningless Shechita, we start all over. That their opinion is that whenever something like this happens, you have to only pick up where you left off. Here we wouldn't have any way to work with him. He can't bring another Karban Asham, because the Torah says, Keves Echad Asham. You only can bring one animal, not two. And you can't start from the beginning, because their opinion is you always start from where you left off. So this Metzairah is sort of stuck. Maskele Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda say, how can we suggest that according to Rameya, just bring another animal and start from the beginning? Ask the Gemara, V'oisaksiv. The Torah says, V'lokach ha'koinas ha'keves ha'echod, V'ikrev oisai la'ashem v'sleig ha'shem v'edin v'oisai tenufa l'vnei ha'shem. So the Torah is being strict that you have to bring only one animal. So how could Rameya allow, as the Gemara is suggesting, to bring two animals, says the Gemara Kasha. But as we always say, Kasha is a Kasha that has an answer. It's not like a Tiyufta that has no answer. And the Siach Yitzchak says, where Rameya means to, where Rameya is going to have to say that that Oisoi that's mentioned in the Pasuk is coming to teach us another Halacha. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, that indeed holds that if Karban Asher Mitzayah was brought Shaloi Lishma, we start from scratch. It says in this Braisa, Asher Mitzayah Sheshachta Shaloi Lishma, Oishalai Nosnum Midama Elgabe Behoinis, it wasn't put on the Behoinis of the Mitzayah properly, Hareza Oil Gam Mizbeach, you could bring it on the Mizbeach, because as we just quoted the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, if a Karban Asher was brought Shaloi Lishma, it's still considered a valid Karban. And when you bring it to the Nesachim, you have to bring all the Nesachim, because any carbon that you bring on the Mizbeach, you have to bring along with it Nesachim. And then, Tzarech Ashim Achak De'elach Shiroi, and then you bring another carbon to be able to make the Asham completely have the Tahara, that he should be able to eat Kachim and be able to enter into the base HaMikdash. Or furthermore, I saw some Rishonim say that he should no longer be a Metzaira, that he no longer has to be Badad Yesha Mechutz L'machna. So we see from this price as well that Rameyer, or at least the Samtana, presumably Rameyer, holds that you could start from the beginning. Rav Chisda, who said that even Rameyu will agree that you only get to bring one Karban Asher by Metzairah, and if something happens, you can't go back to the beginning. My Tzorach, what does the Braisa mean when it says Tzorach? Tzorach, he needs another Karban. However, Ve'en Lo Takana, there's nothing we could do for him. Ask the Gemara, V'tani Tana, ask the Gemara, is that the wording a Tana would use, that Tzorach, I need you to do something, but it's not doable. Tzorach implies that this is what he should do, not that it's impossible to do it. Answers the Gemara in. There is a precedent where the Tana uses such a word, Vatanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Vatanya here is not a Kasha, Vatanya is a Raya. Nazar Memoirit, if you have a Nazar who is bald, who doesn't have any hair, And we know that when the Nazir completes his Tahara, he has to have Taglachas. We have to shave his hair. What do we do for such a person? B'shamay say regarding such a person, Tzor Chavor is Tar. We have to shave him. B'shil Omrim, Ain Tzor Chavor is Tar. If he doesn't have any hair to cut, we don't have to cut it. V'omer Ravina. And Ravina, in explaining the opinion of Beishamai, Kishoim Beishamai Tzorich, when Beishamai says Tzorich, it doesn't mean they will cut the hair. There is no hair to cut. What it means is Tzorich, Ve'elay Tekona. So we see that there's a precedent that when the Tana uses the word Tzorich, it doesn't mean Tzorich and do what you can, but rather means Tzorich, Ve'elay Tekona. Upligid Rabbados, the Gemara that says that according to Beishamai, you can't do anything with a nazir who doesn't have a hair, is different than what Rapidos said. Dama Rapidas, Rishami Rebeloza Amr Dama Echad. Both of them agree with the same opinion. That refers to a situation where we have, where the Torah tells us to do something, but we can't do it. Bishamai Hodamorin. That Bishamai, when you have a nazir who doesn't have hair, the Torah tells him to cut the hair, so you should put the razor over the part that where the hair is, even though he doesn't have any hair. Where do we say the same thing by Rebbe Elazar? The Tanan, Rebbe Elazar teaches us, Rebbe Elazar the Tanan, if you have a Mitzayra, who we just described, a Mitzayra has to have dam on shemen put on his right ear, right thumb, right toe. What happens? Ein le'boin yad boin regel, ein le'tara lamas. We can't help him because you have to put it on the right hand and the right hand foot, and he doesn't have this. We can't help him. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nois al Makaymoi, put it on that spot for Yoitza. Shimon Omer, in Nosan al Shosmol, if you put it on the left hand, on the left side, it's also fine. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin explains the Machloikish. The Tanakhama holds that the Torah says v'nosan akoyin atnuch oizna matar yamonis v'abon ha'yoday yamonis v'abon ragla yaminis. You have to do exactly what the Torah says, and if it's impossible to fulfill what the Torah says, then there's nothing we could do for it. Rabbi Elazar and Shimon hold that it's not that we have to take the pasuk so literally, and Rabbi Shimon holds that you could put it even on the left hand. Because he says that even though the Torah says to do it on the left, when a person doesn't have the right hand, then the left and the right are considered the same. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about a person who's missing a hand. What does he do with the lulav? What does he do with the esrog? So the Magen Avraham says that you put it on the spat on your right hand. Use whatever he has. Others say, use the left hand. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk describing the Shamat Sairah says, "V'lokach midam ha'oshem yochol." I would think b'kli that the way the kohen gets the dam of oshem is in a keli, like we always discuss. Kabbalah, the dam is done in a kli. Tamloima v'nosan that you have the kohen v'nosan kohen al tnuch oizen amatara yimonis man the sina batzma shel kohen. When we speak about putting the blood on the or the oil on the mitzvah, it's done with the kohen's finger, not with a keli. Af lekicha, so when we speak about getting the dam, ba'atzma shel kohen, the kohen gathers it with his hand, not with a keli. Yochel af hamizbeach kain, that even the dam that's going to be put on the mizbeach, the kohen should catch with his hand, not with a keli. Tamaloymer, the Torah says, we spoke that the mitzvah has to bring both the karmen chattas and karmen osham. And the Torah says, ki kachattas ha'osham hu, ma chattas tu nekli, just like a karmen chattas, the kabbalah sadam is done in a keli, af osham, the kabbalah sadam is bekli. Nintzim at oimer, so according to the result of what we just learned is, osham mitzvahim, shnei kahanim kalmas damei, the two different kahanim that do kabbalah sadam. Achas biyad, one Kabbalah Saddam is done with the hand, Vachas Bekeli, and one Kabbalah Saddam is done with the Keli. Zeh Shekiba Bekeli, the one that caught the dam in the Keli, Bol Loi Eitzel Mizbeach, he comes to the Mizbeach, and he does Rika Saddam from the dam in the Keli onto the Mizbeach. Zeh Shekiba Beyad, and the one that is makabel dam in his hand, takes that dam and comes to the mitzayra and puts it on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. Tana rabbanim, the kulan, all of the parim and srofim that they needed for Yom Kippur, the aloch is metam begodim. Whoever works with those kabonis, his clothing become tamei, when the srofim, and they all have to be burnt. The emrim have to be burnt. Chutz, they have to be burnt outside of the three machnas on the base on the deshim. Divrei Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. That's the opinion of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. The Chama's opinion is emet tam begodim. The din that the person who worked with it, his begotten become tamei, and the din that they have to be burnt by the base adreshin, ella ha'achroin. If in a situation where we have numerous kabonis, as we've just discussed, you could have numerous animals brought because they kept on spilling out. So he holds only the last one, which is the carbon that finished the kabara, that's the one that has these halachas, not anyone else. Hoyel, the Gam ben Kapara, since they're the ones that you finished you got the Kapara with. Our Gemara just discussed a situation where somebody, Rahman Slon, doesn't have a right toe, a right thumb. What do we do for his Tahara if he's a Metzaira? The question is that we know that if a person, Rahman Slon, dies without children, there's a chiyuv of chalitza. The surviving brother has to do chalitza, and part of the chalitza is that you take off the shoe from the right foot. So the halacha is that it has to be done on the right foot. Another question is, what happens if the yavam doesn't have a right foot? He's missing a right foot. He has only a left foot. What is the halacha? So the base of Ephraim quotes a Ravan that says, chalitza b'smol, if he took off the shoe from the left foot, it's kosher. And the Chassam Sofer, and the Shas Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Aleph, Chelik Beis Simon Ayin Aleph, says that in Al Gemara, we just found a machloikus, that if a Metzaira doesn't have a right hand or right foot, we had a very big machlokes. What do we do? Do we work with the left, as Rav Shimon suggested, or do we do it on that spot, or is there no hope for this person? So Chassam Sofer asks, why was the Ravan so quick to say that we should do the chalitza from the left foot, whereas in our Gemara we found a machlokes? So first, the Chassam Sofer wants to say that even though the Ravan says this, it's really connected to the Machloikus of Al Gemara, and whatever will be the Psak in Al Gemara will be the same halacha by Chalitza. But then he says that it could be that by Chalitza it would be different, and that by Chalitza everybody would agree you could do it from the left foot.